Everybody, it's Riddlebox again, and today I'm going to talk to you about Zenshell Linux Small Business Server. You can find this at www.zenshell.org. That's Zentyal, Zenshell.org. Little bit of history. A couple years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago, I came into work one day. We used to have a Windows 2003 small business server running as our domain controller and DNS server and everything for the company that I had set up a long time ago. The company wanted to have a Windows server for some reason. They wouldn't let me put a Linux server in there. And this domain controller ran for quite a while. I came in one day and two of our other technicians said that the server crashed and they were trying to reinstall Windows 2003 small business server, get it working, and they were having so many problems. My boss was freaking out because nobody could log into our ticketing software, and he had heard me constantly talk about Linux and the things I could do with Linux, and he actually went online and found an Ubuntu disk, found a how-to on how to set up a domain controller in Linux. When I got there, he was having problems getting things to work, and he asked if I could just do it. And I said, well, you know, I'm under a time crunch, and I've never done it, so I might take a bit. And he gave me the go-ahead to do whatever I had to do. I started searching online for an easy way to set up a domain controller for a small network. We have maybe 12 to 15 PCs. And I came upon Ebox, and it was basically Ubuntu with the web management that allowed you to set up a domain and all kinds of other stuff. I installed it, looked at a little how-to on it, you know, a walkthrough on what to do, and within 20 minutes after I had downloaded the ISO and burned the disk, I had our network back up, and my boss was a convert from then on. We had no problems with it, and that thing came packed with all kinds of modules that you could use to do things with your network. It even packed an asterisk server in it and all kinds of stuff, but we just used the domain controller. Fast forward to now, I came in and our company was purchased by one of our technicians, and he is now buying newer PCs for accounting and stuff, which have Windows 7 on them, and the Ebox server, you couldn't register a Windows 7 computer to Ebox. So we looked up Ebox to see if there was an upgrade, and I found out that Ebox became Zenshell, and I downloaded it, and I will first talk about, you know, the Zenshell server and everything. From the website, it says that basically Zenshell is a Linux small business server. You can manage all of your computer network services through one single platform. Zenshell is a network gateway, unified threat manager, office server, infrastructure manager, unified communication server, or a combination of them. All services based on the same technology and fully integrated. For the first time, you can make your network act as one single unit. And it's the Linux small business server. This thing, you install it, and they have a walkthrough. I mean, you can pick as a gateway, you know, to just set the server to be a gateway for you. You can set it up to be a UTM so that it's protecting your network against external attacks, intrusions, or security threats. It can offer secure access to corporate network, VPNs. I believe it does PPTP and maybe IPsec. I can't quite remember that. We're not using that. We're using a Sonic Wall for that. You can set up your infrastructure with it, you know, your local network, your optimized You can optimize internal traffic. You can manage your domain from it. You can have a internal website on there. Or you could manage your network users and groups, share office resources from printers, files, calendars, contacts, and tasks. And you can back up a lot of data. Each user gets a shared drive automatically created for them on the server. So, it's mapped directly to it. You can set the size limit of that map drive. So if users, have data that they would like to save, off of their PC or copy it, to the server, you just drop it in there. We set ours to be fairly low. Each user gets 500 megabytes. The default is 100 megabytes, so I guess we actually bump it up. But that way users can back it up to the server and stuff, and then we back up the server to an external drive. So everything is backed up. Zenshell has unified communications. It does have a Jabber server in it, so you can chat and talk, through that and everything. I think my boss wants to look into that because our phone system that we use, the upgrade, we can actually incorporate Jabber servers into it, and then incorporate chat features and stuff, which, it'll be fun to do. All in all, the Zenshell .com website, it really walks you through everything. I mean, there's so much you can do with this thing. I found some how-tos on setting it up. There is a YouTube video that it is linked to on the site. If you go there, I have to look at it. I've got the site open right now. I'm clicking through all the stuff right now to see if I can find. Okay, it's if you just go to zenshell.org, and then there's a featured screencast on the top right there that links to a YouTube video. It walks, everything through there. The installation guide is underneath the big blue button to download. What I really like about this thing is you create an account on Zenshell's website when you install the system and get it up and running. And what that does is that links the account to the server, and you can manage multiple servers from there. But as soon as it comes online, you put in an email address and everything, and that backs up to that account for free. You don't have to pay, so your configs and stuff are all backed up. I don't know if any data or anything gets backed up. I wouldn't imagine because they do have a pay service, and I would think that they would want you to pay for that service. But I know the configs are backed up. What it tells you, every so often it'll email you and say, "Hey, we just backed up your server," or one night our power went out at the office and we lost, everything went down, of course. And I got an email at my home that night on my phone telling me that the Zenshell web portal had lost connection to our domain controller. So, within minutes I knew that, the server was down and everything, and I knew that I was gonna have a lot of work to do in the morning to get everybody going again. But I have been really impressed with everything. I mean, it's just a great system. We can get it up and running really fast, and you can pick what parts of it you want to run and stuff. So my boss is really a convert, and actually, I work. It's for a phone company that we install phone systems, and he wants to get into more networking stuff. And I believe Zenshell is going to be the domain controller that we sell to customers if they want one or need one. So I'm really, really happy. And they have a forum. They've got everything, documentation on their website and stuff. It's a really, really nice system. So I really recommend to you guys, if you have to set up a domain controller and you just want something that's easy and fast, look at Zenshell. All the benefits you get from it are great. So that is gonna be it for today. So I'd like to thank you for listening. And if you have anything, any comments or questions, I can be reached at james.middendorf@gmail.com, and that's james.middendorf drff@gmail.com. And again, everybody, please record something for HPR. Hacker Public Radio is a great service, and we could all benefit from things that you guys find and want to talk about. So thank you, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.